This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Denver Online Elementary will close at the end of this school year. CPR's Paolo Shalsada has more.
The online learning program was created as an alternative to in-person learning while the pandemic is raging. But now, citing low enrollment and subsiding COVID precautions, the district announced its pending closure this week. The online program went from serving 550 students at its peak to just 200 this year. A majority of its students come from underserved communities. Parents pled with the district to keep it open, arguing the school benefited students. The online middle and high school programs existed before the pandemic and will remain open. I'm Paolo Shalsada, CPR News.
The state's second-largest housing market is continuing to cool from all-time highs last summer. CPR's Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce says home prices began to fall following interest rate hikes from the Federal Reserve.
Those interest rate hikes are meant to help slow inflation, and mortgage rates are closely tied to them. Higher mortgage rates tamp down demand for housing. Nearly 2,500 houses are for sale in the Pikes Peak region right now, almost five times the number back in February. And those homes are sitting around for more than a month on average before a sale goes through. Back in June, a house typically only sat on the market for 10 days. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Tickets are now on sale for the Winter Park Express train between Denver and the Slopes. It will run Fridays through Sunday starting in mid-January and through most of March. The train features large picture windows, a viewing car, and lounge, and follows much of the same scenic route as the California Zephyr. It will depart Union Station at 7:30 a.m. and leave Winter Park at 4:30 p.m. after lifts close. Expect mostly cloudy skies in Denver today with a high of 34. Tomorrow it'll be mostly sunny and 33. This is CPR News and KRCC.